AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider, if you missed Friday's show, it was massive, the finale of the light rail relay with you guys up against the rush hour of Luke, Libby and Dobbo down to the wire. And which listener was going to win $5,000?
And shift is happening, people, I'm telling you, with Mercury retrograde. Something kind of moon is going on. We spoke to the grounded goddess. The next 3 weeks are going to be nuts in your life, unfortunately.
Very similar to Y2K, but also credit when credit is due, ladies. Mm-hmm. Men can multitask. And I'll talk you through how many sports are on this weekend. Because we can watch the whole lot of them at one time.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Okay, three bits of audio moments in time, and you guys have to work out the year.
Oh, good luck. I'll shake you through the screen here on Skype.
Good luck, Bruz.
Good luck, Bruz. Right. Bruzzy Bruz. Right.
First up.
Right.
For the first time, Australia has recognised the legal existence of Aborigines prior to white settlement.
Did he say
sorry?
White settlement?
Wire to white.
Is that the sorry?
That's Mabo. The year.
Oh, Mabo. Mabo.
I just had to look carefully at the thing. I thought it said Mambo.
I must admit.
Yeah, Mabo.
I should have listened a little
you
bit
must
more.
Admit.
After I got fined, I spent a lot of days
you should have,
educational.
Yeah, I know.
I was very disappointed in your behaviour that
day. I painted turtles and boomerangs.
Yes, yes you did.
Yep.
What did you
look,
learn?
Look, I can't even give you a decade. I was hoping, Bridge, can you give us a decade?
No, I'm going to put you in this because you should know. Yep. You're going to go first.
Come on.
Because
yeah,
you
I was only joking. I did
help
the research.
You
no, yeah, that's
you.
Better. I did because I learnt this. It was in
that's
19...
Right.
Spider, sorry. 1972.
No. No, no, no.
I apologise right now.
Here we go again. Painted no. turtle, go and paint.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
get the paint out.
In all my self-righteousness, I don't have a clue either. I should know. All I know is that it was definitely before the castle because they always talk about, remember, in the stands
that's
and
right.
go, it's Mabo.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
so it. I will say it is, I don't even know. I can't even really remember. That's terrible. I should know. Okay, look. Bridge, 1988.
No.
Ooh,
Rodney.
That's Expo. That was Expo.
The Mabo decision was handed down in 1992.
Oh.
Was it? Well, hang on, Contro.
Hang on a minute. I'm looking at 1982.
Not 82? No, it's 92.
Let's have a look.
Hang on.
Hang on, but the castle came out earlier than 92, didn't it? And they were talking about Mabo and the castle. It was a Mabo treaty, or what is it? I'm just
Googling. This is where the whole native title thing came into being.
Can we change it around?
Well, Mabo died in 1992 because it was from Eddie Mabo. The Mabo case, yes.
I've got an idea.
Mm.
Let's redo it. When did Mambo come out? No, because I used to wear Mambo.
So did you?
Yeah, Rod's right.
A cheap billabong.
Rod's right.
And it had...
Do you know who designed Mambo?
A poor man's Quicksilver. What?
Reg Mombasa.
Yeah, from Mental as Anything.
From Mental as Anything.
He,
it's his brand, Mambo. Mombasa.
I miss the Mambo shirts.
Yeah.
The colourful Mambo
Don't
shirts.
Don't worry. You can still see them everywhere.
Oh,
often
do you?
People save them for weddings.
Oh, well, hang on. Legal proceedings to the case began in May 1982.
Well...
Right.
Okay.
I don't know. We have nothing to do with this competition. So,
Can we move on?
Well, who's close?
Because they actually thought about it in 1972,
72,
but it took them 10 years.
I'm giving you a point each.
Rightio.
Is that all right?
Yeah, fair call.
Next bit of audio. Let's go. With the Sultans. Dire Straits.
Ah. With the Sultans, I'll swing. Bam, bam, bam. Gosh, we're good on the nose guitar. So what's the question?
What year? is the competition called Name That Year?
I'm just going through the proper formatics.
Okay, Name That Year of the Sultans of Swing song. When did it come out from Dire Straits?
Okay.
I'm suffering lack of sleep. It's very
huge night.
That's
all right.
I love it. Okay.
Was that on the Dire Straits Money for Nothing album?
No, it was not.
No.
Peter, look at me. I can't tell if you're on your phone.
No.
Hands up.
Here we go.
Hands up. Because I actually had this CD, and I remember because it's got the guitar on the front.
Yeah.
But I reckon it was round about, I'm saying Spider, 86.
Mm-hmm. No.
And he's giving me jazz hands with it too, because because he's away in another studio, just making sure he's not in his phone.
I don't cheat. You're only cheating yourself when
you
cheat.
Yeah, exactly right. I'm not a cheater either. You can't claim victory. I'm going to say Bridge 82.
No.
Ooh, close.
Rodney.
I think that came out of the Tunnel of Love album, and I think that was 1980.
No.
Oh.
79?
78.
78?
Gee,
really?
I think it's the point there. Bridge was
the
closest.
The Tunnel of Love album.
2-1, Bridge.
Wow.
Keep it there, Spider.
All right, next bit of audio.
There's boundaries, Peter. You'll be out of
Leave
the studio
it alone.
Too.
Step away from that.
Yeah,
here we go.
She's a fox. In France, she would be called La Renard, and she would be hunted with only her cunning to protect her.
She's a babe.
She's a robo-babe. In Latin, she would be called Babia Majora.
If she were a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
Wayne's World, Keanu Reeves. What year?
So many good lines.
Yeah.
So many good lines that everyone was forever after that. Mm. Wayne's World, party on, excellent.
Schwing!
Schwing, that's right. Schwing came from there as well. And
Bridge, you're going to have much more of an idea, and I don't want to cheat. It's going to be, is it early 90s, Spider 91?
No.
I think it is early 90s or late 80s. I'm going to say 1990.
No.
Oh, I'll have a crack at 89 then.
No. Oh. 1992.
Yeah.
Spider closest. It's 2-2.
Yoy.
Lucky I got a little decider
He's
in.
He's got a decider. How
you
good's Al?
Without even telling you.
Here we go. Yeah. What year was this?
Well, and how appropriate. He wins the title, a team with the weapon that has stood him in such wonderful stead throughout this championship. And that Thunderbolt service.
Boris Becker, Wimbledon.
Mm.
He was at, when he was like he was a kid then, wasn't he?
He was only, can I give you the age?
He was 17.
No. Yeah, he was, right,
yeah. So, that helps out.
Well, if he was 17, that's
here we go.
90,
we've got Rain Man
30.
On it now.
I reckon.
you're going first.
Oh, the human calculator.
I reckon it'd be around about. Thinking 62.
What?
No, sorry, plus 17.
No.
Plus 17.
No. Take your first answer.
What did he say?
1962. I don't even know.
I forgot to add the 17.
Right up there with Ken Rosewell.
We move on.
I forgot to add the 17.
Doesn't matter.
I was thinking.
Bridge, what year did Boris Becker win Wimbledon as a 17-year-old?
What did you say, Peter?
1962.
Did you say 62?
I meant 79.
Of course you did.
79?
That's wrong anyway. Come on, Bridge.
Okay, it was, honestly.
This is for the win.
Yeah, I know. It was, I'm pretty sure I'll get a little closer, even if I'm within the decade.
You will.
I'm thinking literally 87.
Rodney.
I think it was in the 80s, and this was when commentating only came out of the right speaker.
That's right.
It was 1983.
No, 85.
Yeah, because I remember it. I don't remember being that little remembering it.
Your year closer than Spider's 62. You take the win, Bridge. Well played, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Cars these days, there's so much technology in them. And, you know, at the age of 42 last year, I bought my first new car. And there's just so much technology, and you really realise that when it's raining. So, first of all, because it's a Mazda, it's got this thing called Sky Active.
Oh, that's awesome.
Active technology, GG.
Yeah.
So, but it means that you don't have to do too much. So, you know, there's no key. You press a button and the car turns on.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I like that.
And then there's a lot of beeping because I got some reverse cameras. I don't really know how to use them, to be honest. It just beeps a lot. So, beep, 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 beep. Then it gets annoying because the car kind of takes over. Oh, beep, 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 your door's open. Beep, beep, you know. And
Your windscreen wipers come on?
Well, this is where I'm getting to. So then the interior light in it as well, because of my OCD, I look at it and I have to wait for it to fade because I think I haven't shut my door properly. But it stays on when you close it and then slowly dims the light, gets you in the mood.
It's a dimmer.
Yeah, it does.
It's a dimmer, yeah. And then everything beeps. Beep, 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 beep. And, yeah, so the lights turn on automatically. So I haven't had to turn on lights on a car for nearly a year. And then in the wet. Yes, in the wet.
It's freaky.
It's weird, right? So the windscreen wipers turn on with this technology. And then last night, the rain was seriously pelting down that hard trying to drive. It was the heaviest rain I've seen in a really long time. Mm. Windscreen wipers knew to get faster and faster and faster.
What? No.
That's awesome.
Hang on. Then this morning, this was the weird part. Well, all of it's a bit weird. This morning, the windscreen wipers started to work before the rain.
No way.
And then the rain came. So I have a psychic car.
Yes.
That knew it was, because I'm like, I'm trying to stop it. I'm going, why are you, there was not a drop. I'm telling you, not a drop. But it knew better than the Weather Bureau, the humidity, the conditions, what was going to happen. And it started.
Amazing.
I'm scared, though, it's going to go into next level because my car is called Pepper, and I don't want to ever have to say, open the car door, Pepper. Open the car door, Pepper. No. A bit like open the pod door, Hal. Yeah. Open the pod door, Hal. I think my car, if you remember this, I think my car's going to turn into Christine. Do you remember Christine?
Oh, yes.
Christine was this is where the self-driving cars happened.
Yes.
This was a movie from the 70s where this car was just running people over and killing people. Have a listen.
Look at my car.
Here's
Come
Christine.
On, we're not finished yet. Come on!
Oh!
Just smashes everyone.
Whoa!
Oh!
I'm scared of my vehicle.
No, you'd like to do that at Christine Ave in the morning when the lights don't change.
Don't get me started on that light that doesn't change at Christine Ave. It was named after that car. Oh.
Fishing fails, get into scales.
Yeah, rightio, Herb. Tell us where we're going to be catching fish this weekend. It was a cracker last Sunday. We saw a lot of boats out Sunday, Monday. But what about this weekend? We're overdue.
Yeah, how you going? Yeah, look, at the moment, it's going to be pretty blowy today. It's going to be a little bit blowy tomorrow. It's going to ease off Sunday. The bars are still going to be a bit rough, especially with the low tide around 7 o'clock. So be careful crossing the bars if you do get out. There's still some good mackerel around. There's still a few marlin out wide and a few delta fish to be caught. But the estuaries are probably the go at the moment with a few mud crabs around. There's still a few mangrove jack going. Well, it's still warm. The barometers are still up.
Can you put a bit of enthusiasm into
you? That's what I was just about to say.
Have we just woken you up? What
What's
have you
going
done?
On?
Like, give just, us something, oh, Herb.
You're just like...
It's really hard to have enthusiasm when you don't have a tow ball to tow your boats down the ramp. Like this weekend, the only place I'm going to be fishing is for a great deal down at Quick Street. That's right.
Well Herb, you've done the same thing for the last month.
I haven't had a car for the last month, so I haven't really been fishing. I'm just sort of winging it here. Like, my car went to the graveyard and it's dead, and now I'm just sort of pushing through, waiting for that day.
Think of the others that want to go fishing.
Yeah, thanks. You're just like rattling out a shopping list. Yeah, milk, right. Bread, potatoes. Give it some enthusiasm.
Let's start again.
No, we don't have time. Make the second half better.
Yeah, hey, just make sure when we ring you next Friday, you got something.
I will make sure I've got something next Friday. Hopefully I'm going to have a nice tow ball driving out of Cook's Tweed this weekend. Oof. And I might stop in at Scales. Oh. Hey, make sure, too, Good Friday's coming up next Friday.
Yeah.
Make sure you get online and get your seafood from Scales. This weekend's not a real good weekend to catch any seafood. It's going to be rough. It's going to be blowy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you know what? You've turned into AJ. You've changed. Who are you? Getting as many plugs in as you can for free stuff. Yeah. Who are you?
Junior AJ.
Just give us an over. Lionel Richie dancing on the ceiling. Gold 92.5. AJ Bridge and Spider. He's one of the headliners of Byron Bay Blues.
Yeah!
How good is that? Finally. Spider's excited
what
about
is he
Blues
doing?
Fest. Because Lionel is his favourite. It looks like it's someone else's too. First time Kerry from Pack Pines has ever called the radio station. You are going to the Byron Bay Blues Fest.
You beauty.
Yes.
Have you ever been before?
No, this will be the first time.
Oh.
Well, it's I can't wait.
Double 3-day pass to Blues Fest.
Oh,
you're
God.
On the standby list as well for the upgrade, a camping site with a tent motel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be really good.
Now, Kerry, once you pop, you can't stop. I'm telling you, every year I bring someone that's never been, and even before you even see any bands, just the vibe in there, you walk in and there's lanterns and markets and stalls and music coming from everywhere. It is an alternate perfect universe. If that was, I think it's heaven. Yep. I think that's where I'm going when I fall off this mortal coil. You will love it. My tip for you, though, just have a meeting point with people. Sometimes the phones don't work in there, and don't stick with someone if they want to see one band and you want to see another. Just go and do your Blues Fest thing.
Yeah.
Meet up at your meeting point, and you are going to dance your pants off for 3 days, buddy.
Beautiful, mate. I haven't danced for a while, so that'll be different.
Yay!
You know, Kerry, you know what we say? Kirilenko, you beauty.
Dance like no one's watching, but about 100.
Malcolm.
Good morning, Prime Minister.
Good morning, AJ. Always a pleasure, never a chore.
Well, no, AJ's away in Thailand on assignment. Mm. It's Al.
Oh, hello, Al. I should have known by the depth of your voice. You sound more like a soprano. Like a eunuch. Yeah. Like you've been doctored.
Eunuch.
I love that. Thank you.
Oh, Prime Minister.
Quite a high timber.
Oh, so good to speak with you, Prime Minister. Now look.
Always.
Always. What is your takeaway from the South Australian election? What do you take away from it?
Well, Bridge, first of all, it's hello to Steve Marshmallow Marshall. He's got a face as smooth as a fridge. He looks like he's been going to the same doctor as Nicole Kidman. But I say it's the last of Jay Weatherill and goodbye to the Labor government. They wanted 75% renewables in South Australia, and they got voted out. So it's a mandate to burn coal. Open a Darnie, let's get the coal burning, let's leave all the lights on so everything looks pretty. I like it when the lights are on, up at the Piper.
The South Australia we love, but there's been a lot going on even at Batman the by-election in Victoria as well.
Yes, Spider, I love it. Yeah. I love Batman. It makes me laugh every time I hear the name of that electorate. Batter, 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 Batman. And, well, the Greens lost and there was no superhero because the Liberals didn't have a candidate. But my advice to the Greens, and it always remains the same, is wash yourselves. Rubbing your genitals with a crystal isn't personal hygiene, Sophie. I mean, that looks like it's a two-man job for Jim's mowing. Now, why do they all drive Subaru Foresters as well? Hanging up Tibetan prayer flags outside your rental just makes everything look untidy.
Now, we've just hosted the ASEAN Summit?
ASEAN.
ASEAN Summit. What was achieved by this, Prime Minister?
Well, of course, the ASEAN Summit is the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Bridge. And I had meaningful talks with Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi. I spoke to Laos, Song Lu, Sisalesh. And, of course, Indonesia's Joko Widodo.
Oh, yeah.
So my main achievements were pronouncing everybody's name correctly. mind you, I preferred it when Indonesia was being ruled by Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono.
Oh, yeah.
And I also had a lovely chat with the leader of Vietnam, Nguyen Xuân Phuc. That's Phuc. Phuc.
Yeah.
And we all came to meaningful resolutions.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think about, do you think selfies with other world leaders is dignified?
Well, I think it's a lot of fun. You know, I don't think it's undignified. The selfie I took with Donald Trump and Xi Jinping recently has had over 100 likes on Insta.
Yeah.
So, and Xi might be a despot ruling his nation with an iron fist, but he loves a selfie. Same with Vladimir Putin, poisonous spy, and his daughter, Snapchat. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. Just get on the socials and enjoy yourselves.
Next will be you and a quokka. That's the new thing, yeah.
That's right. You've got to get down next to a quokka, don't you, these days?
Yeah.
Who wants to get next to a marsupial? Who knows what kind of diseases they're carrying? Awful.
What are you singing for us today, Prime Minister?
Well, I'm singing something by James Blunt. You'd like this one, Bridge, because, of course, James was touring recently, and this is You're Beautiful, You're Beautiful, You're Beautiful, It's True. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do. I'll never be with you. Before I go, I just want to say that 92.5 Gold FM rocks the Commonwealth Games on the Goldie. All the teams are arriving, and good on the Ghana cycling team. To roll up without bikes is quite an effort. Good on you guys.
He hasn't touched the ground.
It'd be interesting if you agree with me here, Bridge, but credit where credit is due, ladies. I'm going to stand up for all men and say, you know what? We can multitask. We are all about multitasking now that... Have a listen to this for
Hang
a Saturday.
On. Okay.
Have a listen to this, and you tell me how you multitask
all
this.
Right.
You've got the AFL with the Suns versus North Melbourne and Hawthorn versus Collingwood Saturday night. During the day, you've got the Formula Ones live in Melbourne. You've got Mercedes with Lewis Hamilton versus Daniel Ricciardo, our own, the unlucky Aussie. You've also got the V8s. You've got Wing Cup, Coulter, Red Bull versus DJR, Team Penske. You've got the NRL. You've got the Eels and the Sharks, the bottom of the table clash. Who's going to be on the bottom after this weekend?
Yeah.
You've got the AFL Women's, the grand final, Western Bulldogs versus Brisbane, our local team. Cricket, the third test, Australia versus South Africa. And even at Rose Hill, the races, you've got the Golden Slipper. There's seven different sports happening tomorrow, 10 events in one day, and I bet you, ladies, that men will be able to cover the whole lot of them. We'll be over. We'll give you results. We'll give you the race results. We'll give you the innings. We'll give you the game. We'll give you the matches. We'll know exactly what's going over every part of that event, as well as being able to go to the bar, get a drink, come back, and also maybe even cook dim sims. And you can't tell me we can't multitask.
You can. I actually agree with you.
What?
Because I saw it at the Star last night. I walked past the sports bar, like seven screens, guys that can buy beers, watch screens, and gamble at the same time. It was phenomenal. I am actually on your side. But guess what? Now that you've said that, you realise that now the door is wide open. You can multitask with everything else too.
No, 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 no. Only with screens, dim sims, and beer.
You know when sometimes you go, oh, I didn't sleep and I was a bit off and what's going on? Must be the moon. You know everyone goes, must be the moon?
Yep.
I'm telling you, stay with me here. This is not woo-woo. The Grounded Goddess has put a post out on Instagram that says, holy shift, it's Mercury retrograde. Now, I didn't know what Mercury retrograde's all about. And the Grounded Goddess, she's a psychic and medium and host moon events. Now, honestly, this is lock your doors, and if you have a chance not to go anywhere for 3 weeks, don't. Expect things to stuff up. Double bookings, missed meetings, sleeping through alarms, car problems.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The works.
Really?
Grounded Goddess joins us now. This sounds like Y2K all over.
I know. It does feel a bit like that, doesn't it?
What is happening? What does it all mean?
Yes.
So Mercury retrograde is when the planet appears to be slowing down and moving backwards. So that's our perspective of it. So it's almost like we're taking three steps forward, but we actually feel like we're going five steps backwards. It sends everything into a bit of a tizzy.
So we're doing like the Michael Jackson moonwalk.
Oh, yeah. Clever.
Yes. It falls in the sign of Aries, and Aries is really impulsive, impatient, and quite a volatile sign. So Mercury affects communication, relationships, and travel. So it seems to be those key areas. Yeah, so obviously like travel plans, checking your itinerary is really important. You could miss your flight, sleep through your alarm clock, double bookings. Yeah, lots of different circumstances.
Hang on. So we have Spider, who is in Melbourne, and AJ, who is in Thailand, who's probably, by the sounds of what you're saying, never coming back.
No, there might just be a delay. That's all. There might be a delay. He'll be back.
I think
just expect delays.
Wow.
I'm more worried about the flights being delayed. I think AJ in Thailand's more worried about the relationships he builds.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So is this a day where, because you know when they say with full moons, and it is true, police and ambulance and hospitals put more staff on. Is this a day that they should be looking at putting more staff on? Because you're saying, seriously, just if you can't, you know, if you could just lock yourself away for the day, do it.
I know, but you know what? It actually goes for 3 weeks. So today's only the beginning of it all.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, can I tell you, there was some massive computer glitches in the studio yesterday that no one's ever seen before, not even the technicians. So,
I know. I've been having the same issues. I've had friends contact me saying their car's broken down on the highway. There's just all sorts of issues happening.
What should we do? What do we need to do?
Can we do?
Yeah, can we, like, I know I'm full moons or down moons or blue moons or green moons. We burn things and we write things. What do we do?
Yeah, it's a good time to try and slow things down. This is the purpose of the retrograde, is to make us slow down and sort of focus within ourselves. It's a good time to double check everything and make sure your communication's really clear with people. Yeah.
Double checking.
Hang on. I've already got OCD and double check everything anyway, so I won't be leaving the house. I'll be checking the oven, my hair straightener. Grounded Goddess, you're incredible. Thank you for that. So holy shift. Yeah. Everyone be very, very careful today. Out for the next 3 weeks.
Whoops.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Grounded Goddess. It is true.
Come on. It's a bit of frog wallet.
You would think like that, wouldn't you?
Well, what's the moon going to do?
Excuse me. If that's the case then, and you don't believe this can actually happen, why do hospitals and the ambulance and the police put more staff on during a full moon? Because they know. They know if it's going to be a full moon or something weird with the moon. Excuse me.
Okay.
We're mainly made of water, and if the tide is affected by the moon, well, then we are affected by the moon as well. It's actually a scientific fact, and I'd love to know. Mm. On 13/27/10, let's prove Spider wrong, people.
Yep.
Behaviour that you've seen that's definitely influenced by the moon. Now, I have a story that will blow your brain next.
Okay.
No, it will. Right. But I want to hear from police, ambo officers,
services,
nurses, like normal people.
I'm waiting to listen.
13/27/10. Behaviour you've witnessed that was probably due to the moon.
Yes.
We'll get your calls.
True.
And some exciting news for the Gold Coast with the opening of the new accommodation called Darling.
Darling.
It's featuring some pretty swish suites, 57 of them, as a matter of fact, from 70 squares to the penthouse of 328 square metres.
It was the night of nights. I was very blessed to be invited. There was around 250 guests. It was the official opening. Anastasia Palaszczuk was there, Tourism Minister Kate Jones, all the big wigs in wigs, not with wigs. And everyone from Ian Thorpe to Chris Smith, Lincoln Lewis, Roger Corsa, and it was amazing. So it's part of the Star Entertainment Group. And it's luxury, but it's not luxury that you feel, this is too fancy schmancy for me.
Yeah.
It is so good for the coast. It's so good for the locals. And so many people are saying, this is going to be my new hangout. And then you go up in an elevator to 19, which is the 19th level.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a cross between Singapore. Big with the infinity pool on top of that building. It's
how
like that.
Marina Sands.
Crossed with like an LA vibe where you've got those beautiful beds out in the water. And honestly.
Now, you know what I would have liked? Because it's called 19, the part of the Darling. I would have loved it to be on the 18th floor, but called the 19. Because it takes you to the next level.
I like what you did there. It is a very clever name. For those of you who think, why is it the Darling? It was because the first one is on the Darling Harbour.
Yep.
With the star.
Okay.
So everyone all night was and the big entrance said, hello, darling. It was just beautiful. So well done. Congratulations to the star.
Joining us in the studio, a guy we know very well. He is the Director of Corporate Affairs for Gold Coast Tourism, Dean Gould. G'day, Dean.
Hey, Al. Bridge Spider, how you going?
Yeah, good. Now, just a couple of myths around the Commonwealth Games before we get into some of the festive parades and things that are going to be happening. Accommodation here. A lot of people saying they have put it through the roof.
It's a pretty hot topic, isn't it?
So, yeah, it is.
Yeah, so what's happened is that we like the crowds are coming. There's going to be 670,000 people here. A lot of them are going to be staying in hotels. A lot of people don't realise how many people we can absorb on the Gold Coast because we're set up for big crowds. We have hundreds of thousands of people here every summer. So we're ready for it. What's happened is that the early on, there was a few operators who felt that there was going to be a bit of a gold rush on pricing, and they haven't been able to move their rooms as much as they would like. You know, there are still bookings. But what I'm really happy about, there's a bit of a blow up this week, but about people debating this. But I'm really happy the message now has really got out that there is still accommodation available on the Gold Coast and all sorts of it.
Well, even Bruce, I was going to say that even people wanting to rent out their house, you know, they're saying, "Oh, we're going to get $20,000." It hasn't worked that way. People have been very reasonable. Hotels have been reasonably priced. I know that you can even go and stay Corran Cove for exactly the same price as you would during the Com Games or in October next year.
And what we've seen now that we're, you know, 2 weeks from the Games, and we've got a lot of people from Brisbane who are ticket holders for the Games, so there's a lot of push into the Brisbane market to have those people who want to drive down here to stay overnight. So we're actually seeing quite a bit of price discounting. So it's a good time to look for accommodation.
So you think there'll be a last-minute rush?
Yeah, and look, that's how Aussies do it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. It is true with every event. It is true. Now, speaking of events, what we love, we're speaking with Mayor Tom Tate the other day. It is like the V8s. You go and watch the sport of your choice, and then there's events on afterwards, festivities, festivals, activities. I know there's an Indigenous festival on as well. There's bands. Can you tell us about some that are happening?
Bridge Festival 2018, it's called, and it runs in conjunction with the sporting event, if you like. It's all done, organised by Goldoc, the organising committee, and their partners, such as the city and Bleach and other people are putting this on. It's amazing. There's something like 160 different acts and 1,000 different performances across the Gold Coast for those 12 days. The main hubs are around Broadbeach and Surfers Paradise, but it's actually stuff all over the Gold Coast. And there's stuff you might expect. There's open air concerts. There's, you know, Amy Shark's going to be playing. Troy Cassidaly's going to be playing. There's going to be live theatre. There's going to be interactive art. There's going to be some weird and wonderful and wacky stuff. You know, it'll be the best entertainment we've seen in this city ever.
And we know that over 160 local artists as well playing, but everything from, this is what I love about it, like Helensvale Night Quarter, that's open every night, all the way down to Coolangatta where the volleyball is held. You'll find something that you can go to and be a part of the Commonwealth Games.
And there's stuff in Chinatown, Southport, everywhere. Yeah, you're 100% right.
Thank you for coming in and talking about the accommodation and the upcoming Com Games.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's AJ Bridges Spider against the Rush Hour. Gold 92.5's Light Rail Relay.
Luke, Libby and Dobbo lost the first challenge of the Light Rail Relay. There was an eating challenge at Northcliffe Surf Club, and I put Luke to the sword and said, "We are up one lap."
The Light Rail $5,000 challenge is underway, and Luke Bradnam from the Rush Hour isn't happy.
"We've only had one challenge gone, and they're carrying on with a lap of honour. It's embarrassing."
Challenge 2, Putt-Putt, Bridge Norman against the Rush Hour's James, the work experience guy.
Seriously, if I tried to do that again, I couldn't.
It's going in the hole backwards.
AJ, Bridge and Spider are in the lead.
Yeah, we're two up, but it took a little while. Bridge didn't know what was going on. She didn't know maths.
Challenge 3.
We average 5 seconds.
Tennis anyone? It's AJ Federer v. Dobbo Djokovic.
That's how it starts!
Dobbo has come up good.
Which Gold 92.5 listener will win the $5,000? Yeah. And who will become champion of the light rail on Gold 92.5?
Yeah, it's massive. $5,000 on the line. You got to think Sandy, a part of AJ Bridge and Spider, Nigel, part of the Rush Hour. They're the listeners we're playing for. The last challenge. Could it go through to a tiebreaker? If the Rush Hour win this, we go to a tiebreaker. Yeah. We were live on Broadwater Parkland Station.
Yes.
And the question is, it could go either way, playing Connect Four.
Breakfast are on two round victories. The Rush Hour, Dobbo coming through with a massive victory there. So we're placed with our final challenge. It's round 4.
Yeah.
It's Nigel and Sandra.
Come on, Connect Four for the cash.
Come on, mate. Let's go, Nigel.
This is a meeting of the mind, Sandra. It's $5,000.
All you got to do is try and get four of your colours all in one row. It doesn't matter if it's vertical, horizontal or diagonal.
Are we going to a tie break?
Sandra's playing more defence at the moment, I think. Look, it was a meeting of the minds, but I will say it was not smooth sailing. Now, the rules were, we have other teammates through this whole relay, we could be there for each other and really
encourage.
Help each other, encourage
supportive,
each other,
yeah.
But you couldn't cheat by helping.
Yeah.
So we were playing like Fedra and they were playing like Tomic, the rush hour, honestly. So this is how it all unravelled.
No more consultants.
I pulled it back.
Giving away $5,000. It is the breakfast team over here with Sandra taking it out.
Sandra,
$5,000.
Thank you. Oh my God, there goes my backyard.
What are you going to do to the backyard?
What are you going to do to it?
Barley.
A barley backyard.
Barley backyard.
That's fantastic.
Oh, us being excited was a little bit of an understatement. We wanted that win so bad. And we beat the rush hour. Sandy walks away with $5,000, which is brilliant. But funny, the most interesting part was the fact that Luke, he admitted that he actually cheated and got it wrong and pretty much cost his side the $5,000.
Hey, Luke, how'd you go? Good advice there for you, Skipper.
It was awful. It was just awful. I honestly feel so bad. I didn't see it. I thought I was helping. I really did.
And you weren't allowed to help, but you decided you would help.
In fairness, I didn't know you weren't allowed to help. And then I thought, oh, I know what I should do. I should get on board here and help out my teammate. Oh, idiot!
There was one person in this team that had a victory today. Enough said.
I feel so bad. Like, honestly, I play this game all the time with my daughter. I never beat us. Why I thought I should offer some advice is beyond me. I'm an idiot.
Oh, flat.
Well.
He's a loser and he's got guilt and shame as well.
Exactly right. But just remember the rush hour. AJ Bridge and Spider, one up.
Yeah, baby. This is Bachelor in Paradise.
I just want someone to love me for me. I'm so happy that I found him here.
Will you marry me?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the emotion. Hey, let's welcome Jake and Tara to the studio.
Oh, thanks, guys. Yeah, welcome. This is an incredible show. We're going to do a twist first, right?
Yeah, we're going to just change this around. So we've made something for you. Just have a listen.
Hang on to your hats, everybody. Broadcasting across the Gold Coast. Live from Studio 3, it's the Crazy Morning Crew with Jake and Tara.
Woo!
Welcome, guys. Thanks
welcome
for having me.
Welcome, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. So, look, guys, we've got Bridge and Spider, two amazing-looking people that have just come fresh from Bachelor in Paradise. Tara, do you want to take the first question for these lovely people?
Yeah, I do. Spider.
Yes.
Saw you. How was your kiss, your first kiss in paradise you saw on the ads?
Yeah, well, I...